You're listening to Everything Positive on Empower Radio with your host, Mary Ellen Terlikowski and Elizabeth Harvin. Everything Positive is sponsored by Positive Touch Enterprises, serving the community and the world. And now here's your hosts, Mary Ellen and Elizabeth. So first of all, thank you, Linda, for that awesome introduction.
We hope we do you proud.
For sure. I'm Elizabeth Harbin, and I am here with...
Oh, yeah, that's me. I'm Mary Ellen Terlikowski.
So this is our first show. It's not our very first show because we have been in radio before.
Mm-hmm.
And we've actually been on two different stations.
This is true.
This is our third one.
Third time's the charm.
Absolutely. Let's hope.
Yes, indeed.
Let's make that for real. So welcome to the show, everyone. And we want to give you a brief history on what we want you to listen to us and why. And that doesn't make any sense. The reason we want you to listen to us is...
The reason you better listen to us is... No, that's...
Why would they listen to us?
Because we told them so.
That's right.
All right.
Okay. So you want to go over a couple of things?
First off, the name of our show is Everything Positive, and mainly because we're tired of all the negativity. Not that we don't know that negativity's out there, but our format for all these years has been, if you're going to look at something negative, turn it around so it can be positive, so you make a good thing out of it. Somehow, some way.
Absolutely. And with what, it literally with what's going on right now, and there is so much of it. And we're all on Facebook, and we're all on Twitter, Instagram as well. And we are very aware of the negativity that is being thrown out in so many different directions. And so, you know, it's almost as if it is time for this show to come back to life because of what's going on.
Exactly. I mean, it's not that we're being Pollyannish about it. I mean, we're aware of the news cycle and what it's saying, and more times than not saying, which is scary unto itself. But I really do believe that you can look at anything that is of a negative spin and turn it around so that you can move forward with it.
Absolutely.
In a positive fashion. So
like Mary Ellen said, we do recognize that there are negative things. However, there are ways for you to change the negative and turn it into a positive. And so what we're going to do is talk to you a little bit about ourselves. So you'll know who you're dealing with. I know it's scary. So let's talk about, let me interview you first.
Okay.
So what would you want everyone to know about you? What do you do actually?
That's a really good question. As I phrase it, the day job is I'm a massage therapist.
Okay.
Which sounds, I guess to the uninitiated listener, like no big deal. But I've been in practice for over 25 years. I come from a history of accounting and medical dealings of all kinds. I am one of those wonderful people who can translate red tape.
And this is true. You can.
I can.
I've never seen anyone translate red tape like you do.
And I don't know why. I mean, it is something I've always been good at. So it allowed me to get into both mainstream medical case management and psychiatric case management from the accounting side of it all. Because I could read a policy and tell you exactly what it would and would not do.
Oh, jeez.
So I brought that kind of knowledge into my business with respect to massage from a very pragmatic standpoint. I got fired from my last job.
Best thing?
Best thing ever, ever, ever. I was recruited out of a fabulous job into what I thought was going to be an even more fabulous job. And one of the principals of the group that I was in kind of went a little bit the left of center and fired everybody.
Oh, gee.
Everybody. So you can't fire me. I'm the best at what I do.
This is true.
So my husband says, all right, he was already a massage therapist for a little over 2 years. Why don't you go back to school, do whatever it is you want. Go to massage school, we can be in business together. I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea for a married couple to do, but didn't know it at the time.
Now they tell me. Do. Now you do. Know.
So as a result, my style of massage therapy incorporates what I call the red tape of the body. And you like that?
The red tape of the body.
It's the stuff that people don't understand.
Oh, actually, that's really quite brilliant. Yeah.
You know, I deal with it every day. Why don't I understand how my own body works? Well, let me tell you a little bit about how
it works.
And it's true. And because of that, I have clients that go back the better part of my 25 years. They've been with me a long time. In fact, I'm seeing some of their grandchildren now.
Grandchildren. Holy cow.
It's really rather strange.
Oh my God.
In the big picture. So, but yeah. So besides that, I teach. I am a Reiki master. I read cards. I'm an avid gardener. That's avid, not Ava. So just want to clarify for all those older folks like me out there. So I'm an avid gardener. I make jewelry. What else do I do? Make my family nuts, basically. So I guess that pretty well covers it.
Just to include the family on that, too. Anything else? I mean, that's a lot.
It's a lot, but it's day-to-day operations, and it works for me. It makes my life grow because of all the people I meet as clients, you know, and especially when I started dealing with clients' children. And then they go on to get married and have kids.
Right.
And, you know, so I'll see them, you know, as a massage therapist through their pregnancy, for example.
Of course.
You know, and it's just so cool to have that connection with another human being.
Mm-hmm.
Another two human beings, I should say.
At the same time,
At the same time, yeah.
So do you think that the baby, well, that was just kind of a ridiculous question. Of course, the baby's going to receive it. So do you think that the baby remembers you?
I do. If for no other reason than to watch them respond to voicing.
Yeah.
Because when I'm massaging mom's belly, regardless of how far she is in the pregnancy,
right.
I'll talk to the child. How you doing today? Let me know if this bothers you.
Right.
Give mom a good swift kick. I'll feel it.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. But it's true. And so once the child is born, I probably won't see him for maybe a year or two, maybe sometimes three.
Right.
And then it's just like, oh, you know, it's like they hear the voice and the head turns. It's know that sound.
Yeah.
I know that sound. So it's like, okay, that's my validation.
Oh, my gosh. I never gave that any thought. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. They're going to recognize that voice. Do you think they recognize the touch?
I don't know. I like to think so.
Yeah.
But you figure from the time of, you know, from the pregnancy, so from birth to wherever they're at age-wise, they've been touched by a whole raft of people in all kinds of different ways.
That's
Mom,
true.
Dad, brothers, sisters,
right.
et cetera, dogs, cats, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And it's you figure when the child is in utero, they're in that nice big bubble of warm water, warm liquid, and they just kind of go with the flow, literally with mom. When they're out, then, you know, you've got to kind of make friends with that person all over again. You have to start from the beginning. Am I boring you, dear?
Oh, no.
Poor Elizabeth is just yawning away.
Well, we're going to have to cut that out, aren't we? It just all of a sudden I felt like either I was going to sneeze or I was going to yawn. And it was like, I don't know what to
cover
first.
Not into the microphone, cover it all.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay, well, I'll cut that out.
No worries.
Okay. So anyway, we're talking about, well, maybe I should just say, oh my gosh, that is just absolutely amazing.
It really is. I mean, I'm constantly amazed. I love the human body. I just think it's the neatest piece of equipment we have, and there's no owner's manual.
That's for sure.
There's no owner's manual. So It's actually kind of funny. People will ask me about different muscles and bones and stuff, and then I'll say, it's a long time since I've been in school. Let me go get the book. Because I don't remember the exact terminology.
Right.
So.
Well, it would make sense that you would. I mean, you're just, you know intuitively where to go and what
Exactly.
to do. I know the street. I know how to get the car from point A to point B. I don't necessarily always remember the street names, but
Right.
I know how to
S
get
very
there.
similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very similar.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. Okay.
Okay. So now what about you?
Oh, well, I actually made a list.
Oh, you stinker.
No, I did, but I do that because I'm afraid I'm gonna forget something that I might really, I think that's important. And I don't have my 10 to 15 minute script down. You would think I would, as many times as
Oh,
I've been asked that.
yeah, I still
And I'm
don't.
not.
I
I
still
don't
don't.
have that.
Oh, for example, I forgot to say, they also do hypnosis.
Oh my gosh, you do. That's right.
So forgot all about that. But yeah, I mean, stuff.
Okay. Well, let's see. You want me to tell you what I am?
Tell you what do you am.
I will do that. Okay, I'm a professional card reader of tarot and oracle cards. There is tarot, and apparently, after you have tarot, everything else is oracle cards, no matter
Okay.
what they are.
So what does that mean to be a professional card
A
reader?
professional means that I get paid an
Okay.
exorbitant amount of money.
Enough to keep you doing radio.
Yes, for free. And what it means is that you can have different types of parties. You can either have your personal clientele or you can actually go on jobs. And for the past 20 years, I have worked almost every major hotel professionally as a card reader, let me stress, in the Dallas and Fort Worth area
Wow.
because I've been associated with Eclipse Entertainment and they have sent me out and my other colleagues to various places. But the advantage now is that you and I have our own company pertaining to the tarot and oracle card readers of North Texas.
Right.
And we can send ourselves out or our students to these different places and parties for a reasonable fee.
Or even an unreasonable fee,
Or
but
an exorbitant amount of money.
yes, there you go.
And
So what
the
else?
other thing is, I'm an intuitive medium, which I'm really not advertising a lot. My main concern is that everybody expects somebody to, when you say you're an intuitive medium, you just automatically know that there's dead people over on the other side, and that's not necessarily the case with me. Sometimes no one shows up, and then sometimes everybody in the world for them shows up. So I'm real selective as to how I am introducing myself under what tool I'm choosing to use. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm an ordained minister, which you have to be in Texas if you're going to be a professional card reader or a card reader, anytime you're accepting cash,
Yeah.
money, whatever. A teacher of metaphysics. I'm also a Reiki master. I'm a hypnosis practitioner. I am the social media director for Positive Touch
Ta-da!
Enterprises and everything positive, and myself and Meetup. And so I'm the co-organizer of Positive Touch Enterprises. I'm also a radio host, and I'm also your business partner.
Well,
So that was my list
half
of
of which I hook into as well and didn't
exactly.
say a bloody word about it.
Well, that I really thought about that, and I thought if I don't write this stuff down,
It's a good point.
then I'm going to miss something. And I would have missed quite a few things if I had not written this stuff down.
It's true.
One of the things I notoriously forget, and it's the full-time job, is the social media, because that's something you do every day. Every
Exactly.
day you do something with that. So we're either putting something out there on our Facebook page or we're putting something out on our Twitter. We're always doing something
Something.
to let people know, yes, this is what's going on or this is what's happening. But we also have two different groups now. So with everything positive coming back on the air, we have a new page.
That's right. That's absolutely right. It is absolutely astounding. It has been 5 years since we were last on radio, and to acknowledge the literal explosion of not just the technology, but the social media connections.
Everything changed.
Wow. Absolute wow. I mean, I've been coming kicking and screaming into the 21st century for probably 20 years here, but it's just like, it is astounding. I'm, you know, Elizabeth, what you do from the social media perspective is just an amazing thing. And I watch it literally in awe because it's like, I can't do that. That's not where my brain goes. I'm more on the one-on-one basis. You see the bigger social picture much more easily and much more rapidly than I do.
Well, it's because I'm on it all the time, though, but I'm on it every day.
Yeah.
And we know what each other's strengths are. And I enjoy looking this stuff up.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy finding out new technology. I love toys. I love all things electronics.
Don't go to Fry's with this lady. Don't do it.
I just started to say, if you take me into some place like Fry's, which is a store here locally in the Dallas area, and I could just walk up and down every aisle, that has absolutely nothing to do with anything that I need, but it's electronics. And what can that do for us? And how is that going to help us out? Well, we've gone from having a studio in an honest-to-God studio setting with microphones everywhere, equipment out the wazoo, screens everywhere, trying to keep up with all these different things. Our Skype screen, we would have a screen strictly for the music. Unimaginable downloads that we had to be in charge of and those kinds of things, and the sounds that we would use. And we have narrowed it down into half of a briefcase. Literally.
It's kind of like the way I look at knitting. I mean, there are those out there who will go out for the most expensive this, that, and the other, and you have to have 1,000 different sizes of needles, and I'm right there with them. But when it all comes down to basics, it's two sticks and a string. It is two sticks and a string. You know, and you can you can do magic with it. Absolute
magic.
Well,
that's true. Well, and you do an exceptional job, though.
You know, and along the same line, you know, since we're both teaching metaphysics in different areas, we're taking all of this modern technology, the microphones, the cell phones, the laptops, et cetera, and we're actually going back in history and looking at, so how did people teach how to do different things? You know, we were talking about scrying, you know, well, before we went on the air. And that's kind of like staring into water or a blackness or a mirror and getting messages that way. Tarot is another one. Oracle cards, pendulums, on and on and on. And it's that to me is a piece of magic where you can take something. I remember one of the first pendulum classes we taught. We had beads that my daughter made. Ribbon that I found
that's
buried
right.
in the closet.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what else we used. Some kind of thing about a fish weight or something at the bottom.
Oh, that's right. There were fish weights there to
keep it balanced. To keep it balanced.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it's just like, you know, it's the idea of being able to take those common everyday things and extrapolate such that there's no fear and you can play. It's a different kind of toy.
What's the same way when we did our dowsing rods?
Yes!
The dowsing rods, if only you had been there, people, you would have enjoyed this so much. People are so, they put a lot of emphasis on the fact that everything is supposed to be just so. And what Mary Ellen and I are finding out is that everything is just so, provided your intention is your intention. What do you intend to do with this power, this energy, as long as it's from a positive nature? What are you going to do with it? And we found the simplest, easiest thing to do was to simply get wire hangers.
And some, for lack of more genteel phrasing, some disemboweled Bic pens. So, you know,
that's true.
We pulled the ink strip out of it. It's not even a cartridge, but that gave us a holder for our metal coat hangers.
That's right. And you did the curlicue at the bottom,
yes.
And that's when we figured out, oh my gosh, we need to do that.
So they don't
fly out. That's right. And then we took your reservoir of cork wine bottles, stoppers, and we used that to put on the very end.
So we wouldn't poke each other's eyes out.
Well, safety first.
Absolutely.
We want to make sure that it's safety first. However, those puppies worked, and they worked brilliantly.
And it is amazing the people who come into our meetup classes that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're Positive Touch Enterprises on the meetup.com system, so you can look at our calendar at any time and look at the past meetups to see what silliness we've had. And it is silliness to a degree, but I call it being irreverently reverent.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And it's a phrase, yes, I created a number of years ago, because there's no reason not to have fun.
Right.
But there still needs to be a very specific, a very solid level of respect.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it'll bite you.
Well, let's talk about that in a perspective. We also teach tarot.
Mm-hmm.
We do a 13-week class,
right,
with tarot. It's actually, it's been trademarked now. It's tarot.
From beginner to pro.
Beginner, yeah, to pro. And the other thing is that we were teaching reversals.
Mm-hmm.
We were teaching those. And it's a 13-week class. It is literally taking you all through every card in the tarot deck.
Right, right.
With the explanations, the meanings. But the main thing that we're doing and still do is you get to practice.
Lots and lots of practice.
And that's the main thing. And the card has, let's say, a technical terminology as to the meaning of.
Mm-hmm.
But we also encourage you to create your own meaning. What does that mean to you?
Exactly. You know, telling stories that the card is telling you, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The deck that I like to use has a lot of cartoonish aspects to it.
What's the deck?
It's called the Bright Ideas deck, and it was created by a guy named Mark McElroy some years back, and he is a marketing person. And what he used to do in his marketing classes is a very traditional styling of how to get brainstorming engaged. And you would take magazines, you'd be given a topic perhaps, or not, depending,
right,
and they would cut pictures out and they would scotch tape them or pin them to cork boards or whatever. And then you would look at these pictures and you would try to brainstorm, all right, what does that mean? What, mm-hmm, can we do with it? How far can it go? So he took that generalized concept and overlapped it onto a traditional Rider-Waite tarot deck, which is something that goes back a couple hundred years now. Just a little over, was it 110 years now?
I think
something
so,
like,
yeah,
that. Any rate, but it's been around for a while and well-established. But his pictures are very modernistic, very cartoonish, so that when I actually do parties and I'm reading for kids,
mm-hmm,
there's no fear factor. Because a lot of the tarot decks have kind of boogeymen on it. You know, the devil and the tower and some of the other cards that have a little bit more horror-based,
right,
to them.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is just, it just looks like something right off a television screen. Very, very cartoonish. And so the kids have no fear. And so I get them to draw the cards and tell me the story.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
So
yeah.
I don't do the reading. They do it.
And they would imagine they do a pretty good job.
They
too.
Do a fine job. It's like, how did you know that?
Yeah.
It's pretty
And
cool.
What are they tapping into? And how were they, yeah, how do they get their information?
I think it's a level of creativity that we lose as we age.
Well, yeah, of
we're
course.
We're so wrapped up in day-to-day jobs.
That's
and
true.
Family and all that jazz. That it's just like, we don't play like that anymore.
Mm-mm. Well, the other thing that we do, especially at the office, is we, especially through the meetup group, we were talking, since we're on this topic, is the fact that we do what we call spirit connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is now, it was kind of being turned into a gallery. And it was really kind of putting an awful lot of pressure on Mary Ellen and myself to literally be the sole responsible people of making sure that everyone had a family member show up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that was not the purpose.
Right.
The purpose is simply to teach you that you can do this, not us. Now, we can, but there's no guarantee these people are going to show up. And we're finding out that there are other people over there who show up in our group as well.
Exactly. And it's a fascinating thing, because when you put the power of the system, if you will, into somebody else's hands, the fear factor is just gone.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's no longer spooky and booga booga. This is like, oh, wait a minute. I heard this message in my head. I don't know why. Or I see this thing kind of floating around. What is that?
Or what are those lights?
What are those lights? Mm-hmm. What is that sound? What's that smell?
And the other thing is, I'm totally convinced that once you figure out how you get your information, then you will be more aware as to, is this for real or
exactly.
is this not?
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the things is, as what's happening right now, and here is the fact that there's smoke. You know, like a little waft. I can smell a little waft of smoke coming in. So it's like I know we have our posse with us who's encouraging us to make sure this works, but the room does get full.
It does.
It can get really, really full.
And, you know, a lot of people have the connection or had it as children. Like, I grew up in the Roman Catholic tradition. So inevitably, you'd sit in school and the nun would say, oh, you have the good angel on your right shoulder and the bad angel on your left shoulder. Who are you going to listen to today? So we're raised with all of this stuff about angels being around us. Let's pray to these saints for specific purposes.
Right.
And then we hit adulthood and it's just like, you can't believe in that garbage. That can't be real. Why not? How did it go from being, you know, an everyday occurrence to being gobbledygook? I never understood that.
Well, that you bring up a really good point, because one of the things that we stress to people is to listen to your angels and spirit guides. One of the things that I'm always saying in my personal readings with people and my clients is, have your angels talk to their angels. There's nothing wrong with having your angels work with someone else's angels.
It gets you out of the loop.
Totally. Totally gets you out. And they're going to do a much better job than we would anyway, because we're putting our ego-based into it. We're putting our humanness into it. Just let them solve those problems. And as a rule, it's going to take care of itself.
Exactly. And you don't have to know how. You don't have to know how. That's the beauty part of it. That's kind of like, you know, that whole thing about prayer and talking to God and or whatever great spirit, you know, your belief system falls into. But one of the things that I learned very young is that God answers all prayers, and sometimes the answer's no.
And we just do not believe that.
Exactly.
We do not believe that.
You know, we give this greater power the responsibility of providing everything we ask for. Well, maybe it's not good for us. So maybe like a good father.
Right.
State Farm is there? No, sorry. sorry about that one. But like a good father, a good parent, a good overseer of whatever kind as your system provides, it's just like maybe no is the best answer for you at this moment.
Truly. It really is just simply no.
Yeah.
And we just say, well, our prayers are not answered because, you know, it should be yes.
Exactly.
It should never be no.
But the thing is,
I don't ask for that much. You should answer everything I'm asking.
That's right. I should have it in my hands.
That's
right. Now. Give me that lottery ticket.
Well, I tell you, one of the things, I'm a huge fan of Pinterest, which is a big mistake for me. And I love to see people's creativity and what they do and how they come up with things. And I saw the most interesting thing. I'm a former banker. I was a banker for 20 to 25 years. So I was in the corporate world, and I had totally forgotten what, like, say, $100,000 looked like. I'd totally forgotten what that looked like. And back in the olden days, we had our own vault, and we had our own supply of cash, and you could literally go and see the money. I mean, you could see it. And I remember walking into the vault, because there were always, like, you had to have two people to go in, never had one person, and I would go in, and I would just stand there and just look at all this money and just be in total awe of the look. But money is dirty, it's filthy, it will turn your hands black, it is just a germ hoarder as far as I'm concerned. But there was somebody who took, it was hundreds, and they had collected them into $10,000 increments. Mm. And so I'm looking at all of this, and they're bundling them up into $50,000.
Wow.
So there's a bundle of $50,000 here, $50,000 there. And then I'm adding all of these up, and I'm going, this is almost $100,000 plus.
Wow.
$100,000 plus. And it was as close to $1 million as you could get. And it was in this one picture. And it just literally took up the size of a very large container. And I thought to myself, if you can have $1 million in this little tiny container, how is it we cannot come up with that energy?
Yeah.
Because it is, it's not like we had to fill up this entire room. They filled up a very large container, but it was carryable. I mean, it's just, it's less than the size of a cooler.
Wow.
That's and impressive. It had over $1 million in it.
Stick them up.
And they had it on Pinterest. And I'm thinking, that just put it all into a different perspective for me. It's like you're literally walking around with $1 million energy that you're not even tapping into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I think what has happened because we have allowed technology to take over so mm-hmm. much, and much of it is appropriate, make no mistake, but the thing is that we as human beings have a great deal of power.
For sure, yes.
And, you know, part of the deal is we don't know how powerful we are. You know, what is the line that, or the calculation, everybody needs to have something like 17 hugs a day, you know, in order to survive. In order to thrive, you need that many more. So the idea of having human touch, or touch with an animal, you know, mm-hmm. a pet or whatever. Mm-hmm. So the idea of, you know, that power that we have as human beings
right.
interacting with one another.
Well, it's been documented that animals do lower your blood pressure.
Absolutely, yes.
Especially lap animals.
Lap animals, yeah.
That they do, literally, the sound of a cat's purr can actually cause your blood pressure to lower.
Mm-hmm.
Even as that is going on, it will lower your blood
right.
pressure.
Right.
So there's reasons why animals purr. Mm-hmm. There are reasons why animals bark. I mean, that's a protection mode for
sure.
it's human. So, and it's unconditional love, except in some animals. I mean,
well,
you know, there are really persnickety cats who, you know, it's all about them.
Well,
you're just there, you know, little human slaves. But yeah, but as a rule, that's quite true.
And it's fascinating how we as a species interact with other species.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned earlier that I was an avid gardener. I also like to feed the birds who come to visit my garden. And I have a relatively new bird. She is a mourning dove. And somewhere along the line, she lost her right foot, if you can call it that, on a bird. So she walks kind of like peg legs. So I call her Peggy.
Whoa.
I call her Peggy.
That's brilliant, yeah.
And, you know, so she can't, you know, the birds come first thing in the morning, they sit on the phone wires and they wait for me to put the seeds out, but Peggy lands on the roof and she kind of stutters in her walking to come down the incline.
Oh, my God.
And then she'll fly to where the seeds are at and she'll just look at me like, I can't get any, so I'll put some extra on the ground for her.
Oh, my God.
But there's this bird looking at me like, you know, and I feel like she's talking to me.
It's like, food?
Food,
for
please.
Me?
Food for me, please. I can't jump up to get to the bird feeder.
Well, she can't, though.
No, and she can't.
But that goes also into being intuitive with nature.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they're not even aware of the fact that they can be intuitive, connected
right
intuitively with animals,
and the whole idea of paying attention to what's going on around you. I mean, how many times have you driven from point A to point B for whatever reason, grocery mm-hmm. store, visiting or whatever, and you say, you know what, I think I'm gonna make a left here, and it really isn't the pathway to mm-hmm. getting to your destination, but you find out later that there was an accident or something
yeah.
that happened and you avoided it because I think I'll just turn here today.
Well, that's one of the things that we were talking about, anger management,
mm.
Not so long ago. And one of the things that road rage especially.
Mm.
And what people are not aware of is sometimes that is the universe's way of literally keeping you from that accident.
Exactly.
If there is a car in front of me, I really sometimes, or if they, you know, cut in front of me, I have to really watch it because that really gets me. You've cut me off. However, I have to go back and think, but what are you cutting me off from?
Mm-hmm.
What are you keeping me from going or running into? What are you keeping me back from? It's not an easy lesson to learn, but it is a good one to practice with. The same way with parking angels.
Yes.
You know, you decide where it is that you're wanting to park. And then you say, okay, parking angels, you know, find my place.
Yeah.
That's a great one to practice with. That's one of the ones we talk about in Upgrade Your Intuition.
Mm-hmm. Along with, you know, my personal favorite, which I call the green light fairies.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's just like, you know, I leave the office fairly late at night, and it's just like, I really like a straight shot home as best I can manage. Mm-hmm. So, okay, green light fairies, let's have green lights all the way home. And inevitably, I will get it, or pretty close to all the way home. And when I don't, then it's just like, okay, why am I being waylaid?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's just like, well, like you were saying with the road rage, it's like, okay, for some reason, the delay has been put in place
right.
for me. So it's like, okay.
We have, it's information that comes to us and we're just letting it slide.
Yeah.
Or people call it the woo-woo effect and it's not really for real. And what we're trying to encourage people is the fact that you can be intuitive. You are intuitive. It's a muscle. You just need to practice it.
Exactly. And if you talk to any parent, you know, it's like when my daughter was born, I was convinced that I grew eyes in the back of my head and my husband grew at least two sets of arms.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, but it's that power that comes from having to take care of another being. Whether it's your dog or cat, a bird, a child, whatever, an adult, you know, an adult caring for another adult, like you're a caretaker for your mom.
Yeah.
So, you know, that idea of, okay, you know, something just doesn't feel right. So you question it and you honor the fact that you're being given information. You may not know exactly what to do, but you will look into it.
You'll ask.
You'll ask.
There is a certain cough that my mom will do that tells me immediately we need to go to the doctor because it is the like one germ away from
being
something serious.
Okay.
Or this could possibly lead to bronchitis, or this could just be a really bad congestion. This could be a really bad cold.
And with her COPD, you
absolutely
cannot afford to let that ride.
That's right. And you can hear it. You listen to it. And it could be during the middle of the night and you hear that one cough. You go, oh, that doesn't sound good. So we're going to make arrangements to do something for the next day or whatever. And that's another thing of people needing to be intuitive, but they also need to know what's going on with their parents, especially caretakers. One of the things you and I have discussed in the past is to try to assist caretakers to where they could come to the office and come to a class and let's just meditate for 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get you out of that being on, because it is true. Oh. You are on 24 hours a day, all day long. You are literally on call and you're never off until that person decides to make their transition and go on.
Yeah.
Or unless you put them in a facility, but you're still on. You're
even
still
then.
On,
yeah.
Even though they're there. You're waiting for the phone call. I cannot tell you how many times I've had my mom in a facility and gotten a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your mom has fallen out of the bed. Or, oh my gosh, you know, this has happened. We need for you to come in. And you're...
There's no days off.
That's right. You're
There's
still
no
aware.
Days off.
Absolutely.
So somehow, some way, everyone in their day-to-day operations has to find a way to get off the hamster wheel.
Well, one of the things of a positive nature for caretakers, especially like we were talking about, is you've got to do something for you.
Absolutely.
And it
is
absolutely critical. If you, like you say, on the airplane, you put the oxygen mask on you first, then you can take care of everybody else.
Right.
So if you do not take care of yourself, you cannot be the caretaker for the person you're being the one that's the responsible
right.
one being called upon. One of the things that I know that works really well for people, they need to get a massage.
Absolutely. I mean, the whole concept of getting a massage was so looked at two ways. One, it was dirty and slimy and sexually oriented. Mm-hmm. And the other one is you had to have $1 million in order to afford that kind of a
well,
service.
Yeah.
First off, it is not dirty, slimy, or sexually oriented, except for those who do that kind of stuff. But that's not what we're talking about here. But you don't have it. It isn't a lot of money, not in the big picture.
Right.
I've had clients who have come to me week in, week out for years. And what they will do is they will make a conscious decision like, you know, I don't need to do Starbucks every day.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing Starbucks every day, it would come pretty close to $10 a day.
Really?
When I really looked at, because I get the big monster one and
yeah.
all the frou-frou because it tasted
really?
So good. Oh, yeah. And it was just like, it was such a treat. But it wasn't a treat. It was an everyday occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
So you figure a 5 to 6 day work week, that's $50, $60.
Oh, geez.
Okay. That's a massage. That's
oh,
a massage.
Of course. If you want one.
If you want one. Uh-huh. You will find that level of disposable income.
Uh-huh.
One of the clients I had, you know, he and his wife had lost their jobs within a very short time span of one another. And it's just like, you know, Mary Ellen, we're going to have to stop coming to see you. I said, well, tell you what. Do you get cash back whenever you go to the grocery store? Oh, yeah, frequently. So tell you what, take maybe $10 out of every cash back, tuck it away in an envelope for yourself. When you reach the dollar amount for a massage, you call and make your appointment.
Oh, brilliant.
They were back on their own schedule, on their old schedule, rather, within a matter of weeks.
No. Oh, my gosh.
And it wasn't any extra money, really.
Yeah.
Because it just meant, oh, well, I don't have that much cash in my wallet, so I can't do this, that, or the other. So, oh, yeah, but that other cash mm-hmm. got tucked away for what I really want to have done.
Well, it's another way of turning something into what was once a negative into something positive, because they can still have the benefit of getting that
exactly
creature comforts.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. And for the husband in particular, it wasn't that much of a creature comfort. It's just like, you know, it helped him stay working.
Well, and that's part of the deal. You've
yeah.
got to be mobile.
You have to pay attention to your equipment. You know, when I was teaching in massage school, so one of the things I would just hammer into my students is you have got to protect your hands.
Mm-hmm.
That is your equipment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're not paying attention to body mechanics or how something mm-hmm. feels, and maybe you might want to see a chiropractor, for example, to get your hands adjusted and all
mm-hmm.
that. If you're not paying attention, you're no good. We're back again to that caretaker concept. You're no good to yourself. You're no good to your clients.
That's right. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that we intend to bring into
oh, yeah.
to the show. Does that sound like a good
I
idea?
I think it's a good
okay.
idea.
Well, the month that's coming up for us is January. Oh, my gosh. I've gone back to the fall already. let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. It is the month of July.
Okay.
So what do you have?
You're the one with the piece of paper.
Okay. Well, let me just
You get to talk first.
Let me just tell you a couple of things that is happening for July.
Okay.
Obviously, it's the 4th of July. You guys be really, really careful.
Oh, yeah.
I found out a very interesting thing that a lot of kids get hurt with sparklers more so than those actually blasting caps and stuff.
Really?
That they get burns.
Oh, wow. Of course.
I didn't realize sparklers were so
hot.
Yeah, I didn't either. So just be aware with that. Wednesday, July the 1st or through the 2nd, it is going to be a full moon, which is also known as the full buck, B-U-C-K moon.
Ooh.
It is also known as the thunder moon.
Oh, wow. Why is that?
I will read that to you.
Okay.
The other thing is the new moon will be on Wednesday, July the 15th, and that will be at 8:26 p.m. I'm assuming this is all Central Time. Now, one of the things that we want to tell you about is, will you tell them, Mary Ellen, what do you do when anytime we have a full moon and it's on one of the days that we have classes, what do we say people should do?
They should flush the toilet. And what that means is getting rid of all the garbage. Full moon is a great opportunity to take stock in what hasn't been working for you, and just dump it and just look for new opportunities.
So what do you do for the new moon?
New moon is a great time to put new projects in place, because the new moon is all about growth and prosperity and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we actually put that on our calendar sometimes. Mm-hmm. We go by when we're going to be introducing a new product or a new
class of some kind.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you were asking about the full moon names, and actually this comes from like the Native American.
Ooh, okay.
So we're talking about July, and we're talking about the full buck moon. Bucks begin to grow new antlers at this time.
Ooh.
So this full moon was also known as the thunder moon, because thunderstorms are so frequent during this month. So
okay.
That's why it was known as the buck and as the thunder moon.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except if you live in Texas, and that's not always the case. Although, we are very thankful in the fact that we are starting to get a lot more rain than ever before.
No kidding.
Just in the last couple of days, we've actually had another
storm. Oh, and that was so cool, because the thunder that came in and the lightning, I mean, there wasn't a lot of damage. We had massive rain for a very short burst, and it was just gorgeous to watch the sky.
It was just an electrical show for sure. That thunder was extremely loud,
yeah,
though. I mean, it was rocking the house. We've also got some information from, let's say, the astrological aspect of what's happening.
And what's that?
In the night of June 30th, 2015, Venus will conjunct with Jupiter. It's a very special omen for astrology.
What's happening with that?
Well, let's just talk about somebody's birthday. Let's see. Let's talk about what's going to happen for Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
A full moon that asks from you to pay more attention to what your closest friends and relatives have to say to you.
Uh-oh.
Mars, your traditional governor, conjunct with the sun in Cancer, giving you a male helping hand. Not bad.
Interesting.
Who's this man? Why does he want to help you? That's the question.
Okay.
Let's go to Pisces. This is a helpful full moon for your sign and a good time to flirt. You may soon find what is missing in your life. This may not be the best time for you, but it may help you feel alive again. This may be a very good time to change the way you wake up and go to work. Let's see what you'll discover.
Ooh, that sounds promising all the way around.
Aquarius. You feel that your dreams, hopes, and fears and somehow finding the way out of your unconsciousness. You may feel stressed or happy for no reason. Try to clear your mind and watch more carefully for signs.
Hmm.
Capricorn, we're doing this backwards, folks, is what we're doing.
Well, it's because we had to start with our own signs.
Well,
first,
of course we did.
You know?
A time for you to shine, Capricorn. A time of glory. You guys are born winners, even if you never stop whining about how life is being treating you for so long. I hear that. Wah, wah, wah. Sagittarius, money is what makes this world go around. Some might say this is a time for you to feel independent. Check your pockets. There's money there. Good news in your finances.
Digging in the couch.
Well, that talks about Jupiter, you know, having a great aspect. Libra, the family needs you. Your home needs you. Your relatives need you. And you feel obliged to all of them. What are you going to do for you?
Mm.
Virgo, a full moon in the sector of your life that has to do with passion and love. This is the time to open your eyes and see for your chance of love.
Oh.
Leo, your career and your everyday life seems to be mostly affected by this full moon in Capricorn. You're bound to make changes on how you work and how you react to the stimuli in your job's environment.
Oof.
Cancers. Happy birthday, by the way.
That's
Cancers.
That's right.
A full moon in your sign is very important. It is a time for you to look for change. It has already been 1 year since your last birthday, and time may have changed, but your will for progress is more powerful than ever.
Oh.
Ooh. Gemini, whichever one's showing up. Your sign is not affected by much this full moon, and you're going to have a very interesting proposal or help by your closest relatives or friends. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Taurus, this is a full moon which pushes you to exaggerate your skills in many parts of your life. Oh, exaggeration. This may have to do with a woman of your life, possibly your mother or sister, so keep calm and plan on your vacation. Aries, you are forced to take on more responsibilities and act more fiercely so that you can alter the living of your reality right now. Although your hopes and dreams are suppressed by anxiety and uncertainty, something will help you see your life positive. Yet again, we fall on a positive note.
There you go.
So that's the full moon in Capricorn. It's like a strict mother who always asks more, demands from us to be careful, responsible, and hardworking. So that's the pluses of the full moon in Capricorn for July. Actually, it's July the 2nd, 2015.
Interesting.
So what have you got?
Well, I have this silly little book. It's called Astrologically Incorrect. And I was just looking at the sign of Capricorn.
Capricornus.
Capricornus, yes. Planetary ruler is Saturn.
That's right.
Yeah. And it talks about life as a business and what's a successful business without effective manipulation. To Capricorn, it's part of the civilized but cutthroat world of commerce. He's the protagonist. You're the antagonist. So it's war without visible bloodshed, strategy without emotional heat. But don't worry about the consequences if he discovers your treachery. It's all part of the game. Capricorn's rule of business and therefore of life are as follows. First, you get to know your opponent. Second, you respect your opponent. And then you kill him.
Oh my God.
So...
1, 2, 3. Pow.
That's it. You're done. So the lesson here is learn Capricorn's tactics. Play him at his own game and then beat him. Don't be afraid to lose. If you put up an impressive fight, the goat will spare your life. And then he'll offer you a job.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know a lot of Capricorns. Actually, I really don't.
I know one. Just one.
I don't know that I have anybody as a Capricorn in our family. I don't believe we have a Capricorn.
Maybe they're not allowed.
In our family?
In your family.
Probably. We know we have enough water sign. We don't need that. We've almost got a little bit too much air. That's the second one.
Okay. Let's see. What else can we learn about Capricorns? Capricorn don't. Single-mindedness is the secret to the goat's inevitable ruthlessness, and yet it's another way to manipulate him. So snatch the Capricorn's own weapons of focus and patience, use them against him by not doing the following. Do not expect spontaneity.
From a Capricorn?
From a Capricorn.
That's probably why they're not in our family or group.
That would do it. If you want someone who's short on long-term planning, you're in the wrong slice of the zodiac. Do not be hasty. Would you like the goat to loan you her space in the parking garage, screw the cap back onto the soy sauce, or let you use the blow dryer? Keep a sharp eye out for the right timing. Watch and wait. Then pounce when Capricorn's in the middle of a business deal. That's when she becomes so focused, she loses all perspective and most of her peripheral vision. So you can pull into her parking space when she's not looking. Then for grins, replace her name with your own on the reserved for sign.
Now that I would do. But I don't know any Capricorn
people. I know.
People.
Next, do not put obstacles in a Capricorn's way. To Capricorn, obstacles were put in this world to be climbed over. Do not assume you can divert them by tossing barriers in his path. Do not distract him with complaints about the leaky roof was when he's in the middle of a meeting. Do not page him at the opera when he's entertaining clients from Japan. Lesson: putting barriers in front of a Capricorn is like rolling a boulder onto his path. It's hard work, it's useless, and you'll have nothing to show for it except rock burn on your hands. How tacky.
That's got to be why. Just if there are Capricorns in my world, I just am not aware of those people.
You know, they might be a Capricorn that has so many other things dancing in their chart that they're not one of those obvious Capricorns.
It has to be, because I just do not. That doesn't even register on my scope.
Yeah, and the person that I do know who's a Capricorn, I don't have a whole lot to do with them, so. We just sort of let him go his own way.
Well, yeah.
Have a nice time.
Isn't that interesting,
though? It is curious, though.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about, you look at the birth dates of all your friends and relatives, and mm-hmm. It's just like, how come I have all of these and none of those?
Well, sometimes it's not just your sign, and it isn't just your moon sign. It's your
rising
ascending sign.
Yep.
And what do you have in all of these other houses?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a lot in the same house, which can be a real nightmare for some, especially if you're trying to learn something new?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I have. I think mine are different all the way around.
I'd have to look at mine. The one thing I remember when I had my chart done a long time ago is apparently I've got lots of planets in Libra, to the point where the astrologer said, so why aren't you an attorney?
Really?
So it's like, okay. Which is really kind of funny for me, because I love the law. I love to play with it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that kind of goes along with my deal with red tape.
What's your red tape itis?
Yeah. Red tape itis. That's good.
You've got that.
That's good.
It's a disease.
Ah!
Only certain people have those things.
Oh, look, the rash.
Well, I guess we should be telling people. We should be telling people how to find us
or get in touch with us. That would be a good idea.
In case they really wanted to know where we were.
Well, where we are. Maybe we should just hide.
No, we can't do that. We want them to find us.
Okay,
so we actually have a Facebook page.
Yes.
Which is actually called Everything Positive.
Imagine that.
It is three words. Everything Positive.
Uh-huh. We have an email address, except it's a little shorter. It's etpradio@gmail.com.
And if you want to find us on Twitter, you go to etpradio@etpradio. Now, that was clever. We did that deliberately. etpradio@etpradio. When you go to Facebook, all you've got to do is go to facebook.com/ETP Radio, and we're there. We were talking about people getting in touch with us on our meetup site. The meetup site, it has a totally different name. It's going to be different, so just be aware that it's called Positive Touch Enterprises. And all you have to do is just simply go to Meetup and type in Positive Touch Enterprises, and it will immediately come up. We have discovered that if you just simply go to Google and type up Positive Touch Enterprises, that it's going to automatically show up, because we do so much with that name that it's just right there. You cannot miss it.
We're everywhere. We're everywhere.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, they can go through the Facebook stuff and reach me that way. If you want to contact me directly, especially if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and want some body work, hypnosis, etc., the office number is 972-480-0678. Or you can go to positivetouchmet@gmail.com.
Oh, that's your Gmail.
That's my Gmail.
Gotcha.
Email address. Excuse me.
All right. Well, if you want to find me, and I'm Elizabeth, you can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/eHarbin card reader.
Ooh.
Novel. How about that?
Yeah.
Or you can find me on Twitter at Elizabeth Harbin @Harbinize, H-A-R-B-I-N-I-Z-E. Or you can find me on LinkedIn which would be linkedin.com/in/Elizabeth Harbin. Now, I didn't come up with that one. I thought that was neat. Or simply Google Elizabeth Harbin or Positive Touch Enterprises, and you will find me.
Find both of us that
attached
way.
Attached to Everything Positive and attached to Positive Touch Enterprises.
You bet.
We do not put our prices out there. We want you to give us a call so that we can do some discussions, because we base this on time-wise. Mm-hmm. And so it could be, what for you, is it a 30-minute massage to an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
And as for myself, I do 30-minute readings. I also do hour readings. I very rarely do an hour and a half. But I also do hypnosis. You do hypnosis as well.
Right, right.
And your time-wise can go from, what, 2 to 3 hours?
It can, especially if we're doing past life regressions.
Yes.
That I ask people to allow at least 2 to 2.5 hours
right.
for.
The other thing with me is I also do hypnosis. Mine is more along the lines of getting you ready for change. We're getting you ready for change so that you can have new things come into your life, that you can get rid of old things and get ready for new things. And it's a self-empowerment. It's mm-hmm. to get you back in self-empowerment. That's our goal and that is our job and that's what we do. So, first of all, we want to say again, thank you. Thank you, Linda Ballesteros, for allowing us to have our own particular brand of show.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly are going to try and do you proud, as well as to our fellow listeners.
Yes, thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing, quote unquote, you again.
Using that third
eye. Using that third eye, yes.
We'll be seeing you with that third eye. And for those of you who have your third eyes open, you can see us.
So we invite you to come back again. And by all means, any questions, comments, criticisms, give us a shout by whatever means.
Absolutely. All right, guys. Have a great week. Have a great month. And we will see you again in the near future.
You betcha.
Thanks again.
Bye now.